Yeah, sure. You want to use this one?
It can be easy to forget that a wooden basket comes from a tree.
And they don't just peel up on their own, you gotta pound it.
April Stonedahl is standing over the trunk of a black ash tree that's lying in a cradle before us. She's supervising 11-year-old student AJ, who's hard at work whacking the tree with a big mallet. Stonedahl explains that pounding the tree releases its thin layers of growth one by one.
Based on how the tree grew that year, your summer rings are either going to be paper thin or nice and thick. If they're nice and thick, we'll further split them down.
These strips of the tree will be coiled, soaked, and used to weave a black ash basket. April Stonedahl and her husband Jared traveled 2.5 hours to teach this class in Crandon, about 130 miles from Modena, the Bad River Reservation, and the shores of Lake Superior, near where the couple lives. April has spent 15 years mastering and teaching this traditional Native American art form and getting to know the unique properties of the black ash tree.
How the splints can be peeled from the log that has that quality. And then it's really flexible material, it's really lightweight material, and it can last a long time.
But there's one major downside to relying on this resource. It's highly susceptible to the emerald ash borer.
So that's kind of devastating for the ash tree, to know that there's only so many more years of making baskets left until we may not be able to find any more ash out in the wild to be able to make these baskets with.
The ash borer is a beetle native to East Asia, but as many in Wisconsin already know too well, here without natural predators, it's incredibly invasive. Once established, it kills over 99% of ash trees in a given area. In just 6 years, it has already spread to 22 Wisconsin counties. April says it hasn't made it to her backyard in northern Wisconsin, but it's getting closer.
Where I live in Ashland County, and there wasn't any emerald ash borer, probably from Wausau up north, the northern third of Wisconsin. Nothing, no emerald ash borer. But then all of a sudden, it pops up in Douglas County. That's two counties to the west of mine, Duluth Superior area. Well, how did it get over there, you know?
On its own, it spreads slowly, a few miles in a year, but it can easily move more quickly if someone carries infested firewood to another part of the state.
You may have 1,000 people looking to use firewood. It only takes one piece of infested ash, and that area has the ash borer.
That's Wisconsin DNR Forest Health Specialist Bill McNee. The DNR has been tightening the rules on moving firewood. It's illegal to transport it out of a county that has the ash borer, and anyone camping in a state park has to buy firewood within a 10-mile radius. McNee says it's not perfect, but at least the tactic buys time.
We hope that it is helping. It's not going to prevent all spread, but at least if it cuts it down dramatically, then we can preserve the ash longer.
We take out the material, we soak it, we undo the coil.
Back at the 4-H class, high school student Anike from the Forest County Potawatomi tribe is learning that basketry is a slow art.
The steps, once she teaches them to you, are really easy to go by, but it's just the actual process of weaving. It takes a while. If you're not patient, that could be difficult. I don't have a lot of patience.
Still, she's more than halfway done with her basket, carefully woven with thin brown strips. And the long, sometimes tedious process of basket making, beginning at the beginning with the whole tree, that's part of the lesson.
It's amazing, you know, the resources we have just in trees alone and how valuable a tree is.
That's Richard Ackley, one of the organizers of the 4-H class through Forest County's University of Wisconsin Extension. Ackley says he wants to give the kids a hands-on experience that helps connect them to the natural world.
And I think our young kids, a lot of times they don't get that knowledge. They don't get that. I mean, they might read books about trees or they might see trees in school. But taking that tree from the woods and bringing it in here and then pulling the bark and creating this, it's a whole cycle I think that I think a lot of people are really missing out today.
Like many handmade arts, basket weaving with black ash faces other challenges in its preservation, even aside from the emerald ash borer. It's a traditional art among tribes in many parts of North America, but on the Bad River Ojibwe Reservation, where April grew up, the practice had all but died out. She says some elders remember pounding black ash as kids, and there are photographs that indicate this kind of basket weaving did happen at Bad River. But April herself learned it from her husband, who learned it in a class at a folk school 15 years ago. Now she's the only person from her reservation who maintains mastery of the process. Still, she says, she feels connected to a bigger tradition.
All those people before me that worked on black ash baskets, splint work. I think about people all around the world that go out and they harvest their own materials and they make baskets wherever they are. And I think about how I'm also working at the table, my kitchen table, and my children are seeing their mother make something with her hands. They've been out in the swamps with us. They've pounded right alongside of me, and that I'm just helping to carry something on.
April says it's discouraging to know that her life's work could be undermined by an invasive species spreading by forces beyond her control. But she does what she can to help educate others about the ash borer, and she's hopeful there'll be enough ash left in northern Wisconsin to make baskets for years to come. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.